Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez slams moderate Democrats for criticizing her tactics. By Hannah Blow on December 2, 2020. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, appeared to take issue with remarks made by Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, who observed that the New York lawmaker is more active on Twitter than anything else. "I find it amusing when politicians try to diminish the seriousness of our policy work, movement organizing and grassroots fundraising," she just tweets. "As though serious politics is only done by begging corporate CEOs for money through wax-sealed envelopes delivered by Raven," Ocasio-Cortez said in seeming response to Manchin, who is considered by many to be a more moderate member of the Democrat caucus. Manchin, whom the New York Times described as the most conservative Senate Democrat, made the remarks in a Times interview published Monday. "I guess she put the dagger stare on me," Manchin said in response to Ocasio-Cortez staring him down as he clapped during President Trump's State of the Union address. "I don't know the young lady, I really don't. I never met her. I'm understanding she is not that active with her bills or in committee. She's more active on Twitter than anything else," he added. It would not be the first time Ocasio-Cortez has clashed with the moderate Democrat senator. Last month, Ocasio-Cortez posted an image of herself staring down Manchin as her response to his refusal to embrace a socialist agenda that seeks to defund the police. "Defund the police? Defund, my butt. I'm a proud West Virginia Democrat. We are the party of working men and women. We want to protect Americans' jobs and healthcare. We do not have some crazy socialist agenda, and we do not believe in defunding the police," Manchin declared, drawing ire from the New York lawmaker. Similarly, Ocasio-Cortez's fellow squad member, Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, recently took aim at former President Barack Obama after he suggested that snappy slogans like "defund the police" do not sell to the masses. Ocasio-Cortez also addressed what she described as critics of activists. "The thing that critics of activists don't get is that they tried playing the polite language policy game and all it did was make them easier to ignore," she said. "It wasn't until they made folks uncomfortable that there was traction to do anything, even if it wasn't their full demands," she added.